And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and the toes, partly potter's clay and partly of iron, and the kingdom shall be divided. And the strength of that iron shall be in it. Just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay, and as the toes of the feet were partly iron and partly clay. So the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. And you saw iron mixed with the ceramic clay. They are mingled with the seed of men, but they will not heed to one another. Now let me pause right here. All the time where this kingdom had been established now, but I'm bringing you to show you, because this year, what God wants to do and what's going to happen is very significant that you understand what's going on. If you don't know who you are, you don't know how to operate in your place. Remember just a few, I think last week before last, Jim was showing us the illustration, you need to get in your place. Well, if you're not in your place, you can't run your race. And you need to get in your place. And so this is something we need to understand, that because the enemy knows, he does not think that he is defeated. He knows that. But he don't want you to know that he's defeated. So that's why he tried to deceive you like he's something that can master you. And that's why he always trying to involve himself in the congregation in the midst of the saints. You got saints and you got ain'ts. Sitting in the congregation. But when you walk in the love of God, being led of the Spirit of God, walking in the power, it's not real hard to distinguish. But if you straddle the fence, so the old folks say, you know, but people that walks in the Spirit, they're not fooled no way. Amen. So let me give. This is what he's talking about. They will come to, he said, but they will not heed to one another. You can't hook up saints and sinners in the Spirit. Are y'all with me? Saints and sinners don't hook up. You are either justified, born again, or you are lost or damned. You're the right with God. You either redeemed or you're damned. There's no such thing. I'm a halfway saint and a halfway sinner. And some people try to do that. They try to be a saint on Sunday, live like hell on Monday, and practice it on Tuesday, and keep it up Wednesday, and pull it on with them Thursday, and hold it up Friday, and hold on to it, and bring it back Sunday. All right. Hallelujah. But he said, when this kingdom is established, though that in darkness can't hook up. How many of you ever in your lifetime, you tell me, how many of you ever in your lifetime seen light and darkness hook up together and run down the road together? I don't care how dark it is. When that light comes on, all right, that darkness don't crawl out. It leaves immediately. They don't mix. So that's what he's saying. I'm raising up a kingdom that it won't be mixed up. And although the church world, people in the church world have tried to mix it up, but it won't mix because God got the final say so. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm. Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, now notice, let me pick up, finish verse 43. Let me read verse 43 again. And he said, and you saw iron mixed with cement, ceramic clay. They were mingled with the seed of man, but they were not a heed. They were not what? A heed to one another. Just as iron doesn't mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up his kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. That's why, you know, our country, and there are other countries that got their problem too, but our country's in an uproar. But I'm at peace. I'll never be in an uproar. Amen. Because I believe God is doing something great. Amen. Amen. Because some of this stuff we had going on in our country, you know, you're not supposed to talk about it, but I will. I don't care. Because if you put me in jail, God's still God. Ain't nothing that never happened before. And, you know, our country they start out, you know, it's all right. They kind of sort of dumb down a little bit just to come together and live common law marriage. I'm going to try to be nice. I could say it a little bit more plainer. And they left from that. Then they, you know, now they passed the law. It's all right to have same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. And now they're trying to fix it so though they're supposed to be say they a girl when they're really not, and go in the ladies' bathroom. It's just all kind of. You just go down the line, and you know, we supposed to be quiet, don't say anything. You're supposed to, you know, people are supposed to go out and just commit anything they want to commit, and then if they don't want the baby, let's go kill it. Just get rid of it, and you're supposed to be all right. I guess my body, I do what I want to. I beg you to differ. Huh? I thought the Lord said your body belongs to him. You didn't create it. You didn't create it. Hello? And so what I'm saying is all this stuff, this church world of the religious folks, the wicked folks, the ungodly people, and demonic activity, and demon spirits, and Satan himself, trying to dome down and call and make the church be silent while they do all this crap. And people are dying, being destroyed, they're in misery right now. Young girls, you know and I know, in some nations, because they report it. I've seen reports of it. They have been sold as sex slaves. They call it slave trafficking. It's not right for you to take somebody else's life and make them a slave to something they don't want to be. But we're supposed to be quiet, you know. And we start talking about it, we'll call what? We call races. We call them? Bigot and all that kind of stuff. We are bigot, judgmental, and all this. We supposed to be quiet, but they can get on TV and say whatever they want to. But we can't say nothing about Jesus. Come on, y'all. We supposed to just be quiet and don't. The devil is a lie. I said the devil is a lie. And then you have to talk to people and minister to them and counsel them. The enemy had crumbled their lives. They're so fragile. They're so torn up with pressure and pain And you're supposed to be quiet when you know there is an answer from your God. Yeah.